My mom believed in social networking. She said, go outside and play.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Today, I'm going to welcome a very special guest. This is my friend James Enns. He has a doctorate. He's professor of history at Prairie College. He's the author of a book called Saving Germany. He's going to talk with me about my latest book, Laugh Like a Kid Again. Let's have a round of applause from the nine people in the studio for James Enns.
Thanks for inviting me to be a part of your radio broadcast and to have the honor of interviewing you about your latest book. Now, it's called Laugh Like a Kid Again. Where did the idea for this book come from?
The idea came from me seeing a need in my own life to do exactly that. Hanging out with little kids, hanging out with grandkids, you realize they're laughing, they're finding things funny. And here I am dealing with nine things going through my head that are very serious in my life. It's such a good topic for each of us to look at and say, I would love to laugh like a kid again.
Just to give a little context, how long have we known each other? How far do we go back in terms of years?
Man, I'm thinking over 30.
Okay, so we've had 30 years together, and those 30 years have been full of a lot of laughter, too. So my first question, and I don't want to start off on a negative note here, but it is a concern of mine. With 30 years worth of laughs, why do I only rate one mention in this book?
Oh, listen, I'll have future books, James, that'll be entirely devoted to you. What did I say about you in the book?
I just think you mentioned that I'm one of your friends, and that's about it.
I'll do better another time.
Okay. Well, let's get to the book itself. And I just want you to know I don't get any royalties for doing this. So this is a labor of love, but it's a labor of joy, too.
I appreciate it.
Now, you've divided the book into three sections. And the first one is lighten up a little. And it's a whole series of humorous vignettes on how not to take ourselves too seriously. One of the first is a great story about a mutual friend of ours, Tienes, who is known now as Lawnmower Man. And tell me a little bit about Lawnmower Man.
Tienes Vessels, he and his wife Cecilia, they lived for a time about a dozen doors east of us. And Tienes was mowing his lawn, and his wife Cecilia woke up from a nap, and her daughter yelled, "Mommy, look," and this massive tornado is ripping down on them. And her first thought was, grab a camera. And she did. And she posted this. And everybody started responding and, you know, why is your husband mowing the lawn? And Tienes told reporters, well, I had to get it cut. Then he said of this massive tornado, you know, not to worry, I was keeping an eye on it. So I told that story. You know, the funny thing is this German news outlet labeled him the Chuck Norris of lawn mowing. And Time, CNN, they all picked this story up. And he just laughs. I asked him about storms in his own life, and he's had a few. He's a Christian guy, and he told me, if your heart and soul belong to God, storms still come. We still ask, why does this happen to us? We don't know, but we know one day we'll find out. So trust God and be faithful. Someone put on Twitter, when the going gets tough, the tough get mowing.
Right. Well, thanks, Phil. This has been fun.
Well, thank you, James. Thanks for dropping by. And listeners, if you're in the midst of a storm now, just know that there's one who is in that boat with you. He will never leave you. He'll never forsake you. And if you'd like to find out how you can get your very own copy of Laugh Like a Kid Again, contact us at Laugh Again.
All of the programming at Laugh Again is designed to make you smile and be encouraged. But most importantly, it's about bringing a message of hope and joy into your life. We want you to know that we're praying for you. Even though we may not know your specific circumstances, God does. And our prayer is that you are sensing His presence even now. To learn more about Laugh Again, visit laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.